But right now, we're going to do something completely different. With me on the line, I've got Paul O'Neill of the Bee Beds Experience Relaxation Therapy Business. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Jerry.
And thanks for joining me on the program. Now, tell me, this is you've got the Revive Experience Wellbeing Business as well. You're based in Valencia, but you've done something pretty remarkable in the last while as well, you and your business partner. What have you been doing?
So we started out with the Bee Beds. That's pretty unique to Ireland, but pretty unique worldwide. And then we made the Revive Experience. And then we thought, because we're kind of like, we work organically and we're trying to set up a farm in Glenbey, and we decided we'd try something unusual. So we got ostrich eggs and we built an incubator and we incubated the eggs and we had some success. We actually have 5 ostriches now.
Ostriches? Ostrich eggs?
Yeah. Mother of the biggest bird in the world.
Yeah. And these, by the way, if people can check these out on our Instagram, Blue Sky and Facebook pages. I want to see videos of the ostriches. Why ostriches?
We do unusual things. The bee beds is whereby you go and you lie in active beehives, and it's all about kind of micro vibration, energy, sound, smell, all of these things. And then we use technology. It's all about health and well-being, but we do things differently. We want to bring different kind of experience to people, because people are always looking to do something different.
Yeah. So you lie in the beehives, and how does it work? Just that element of it.
Well, we've created a whole experience.
Are there people nervous of lying in the beehives?
Oh yeah, everyone's a bit nervous, but it's very safe. Our main bee bed cabin has 15 integrated hives. There could be, 800,000 plus bees inside there, but it's very safe. You can observe the bees in the walls around you. They're right behind the mesh underneath the bed. So it's all about like this micro vibration. You can hear them, but it's about focusing on the sound. Even the air from the hive is beneficial. And we've created a whole experience around this that really relaxes people, uplifts people, makes people happier and healthier, and teaches a lot about the honeybee and the importance of the honeybee. People go away from the bee beds experience amazed.
Yeah. So you decided you're trying to get a farm up and running. So you got the ostrich eggs and you incubated them, and you've got 5 now.
We started with 10 eggs and we ended up in the end with 5 chicks, which is not so bad because it was a homemade incubator. So it's all a bit kind of DIY. So there are 5 healthy ostriches now that are on our renovated bus at the minute, and we're building a little pen for them. But before they get too big, we're going to bring them up to our farm in Glenbey. And we're really hoping, like, with the help and support of the local community in Glenbey and Kerry County Council, that we can kind of bring our experiences to a more central location, so it's more accessible to all the people of Kerry.
Is this going to be like a sort of a wellness pet farm that you're looking to develop?
Exactly. It's going to be something. It's going to be something very new and unique, the first of its kind. But it's going to be all about health, well-being, mind, body, organic living, organic growing, and interacting with animals, learning about bees for adults and children. It's going to be. There's nothing else like it.
Yeah, incredible. So you're looking for names, Paul, I understand.
Oh, yeah. We're looking for names from the public. We haven't named them yet, so we're open to any suggestions.
Okay, so the videos and the pictures are up on our social media. Yourself and Anton Torvanitsky, more building to do, more developing to do along the lines.
Yeah. We met each other just kind of by accident. And we're very similar. We're both beekeepers and we both had an interest in kind of plants and growing food. And it's amazing that we met. So it still amazes me to this day. But we're very tight partners now, and we kind of need each other a lot. And we do great things together.
Yeah. And look, you're developing something. I suppose it's one of those things about connections and people. Maybe over the last while, I remember reading a column about this recently, about humans losing connection to nature or losing opportunities to be in nature. And that's kind of what you're trying to, I suppose, address and provide
problem,
for people.
Jerry, and people have disconnected with nature, and it's so simple to reconnect with nature, and it's so good for your mental health. And that the bee beds runs during the summer, but kind of closes during the winter, and that's why we developed the Revive experience then, because we thought, you know, the winters in Kerry and Ireland are long. We thought it might help seasonal depression. So we're all about just trying to reconnect people with nature and improve people's kind of like spirit, mind, and body, and just make people happier and healthier.
Yeah, and that's kind of what it's all about, really. Well, listen, it's a brilliant idea. They look very cute. Do they take a lot of feeding, Paul?
They're actually now, like, it's so funny, for the first week, they actually eat nothing, no food, no water for the first few days, which is, I find, so strange. But now we're starting to cook for them. We're giving them a lot of scrambled eggs and things like that, and bits of green and veg, and now they're eating fast. And you know, ostriches can grow at about a foot a month, and males can reach up to 9 foot, and females averaging around 6 foot.
My God, a lot of work. I know you turn the eggs by hand 10 times a day for 40 days.
This is
not a small undertaking.
And we wondered then, like, we were in the around day 40, and we're like, oh my God, is this even going to work? It's
what
so experimental, but yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, listen, Paul, great stuff. We'll watch with interest, and thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us about it on the programme.
Thank you, Jerry. Thanks.
Well, have a good day. Paul O'Neill there. Great idea. Give us your thoughts on that.